fighting men of the United Nations, it's Jubilee. Ben, here we are with volume 6 7/8 of this solid salad session we refer to as Jubilee. And tonight, the specks and spots are going to be detached from this hemisphere by Jimmy Noon and his groovy associates, Sister Rosetta Tharp, Brother Trevor Bacon, little but oh my, Ida James, Butterfly McQueen, Frank Humphreys, and Lucky Millinder and his mellow menagerie. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, that man who's built like a football star.
Oh, come now, I'm not built that good.
Okay, here he is, that man who's built like a football, Ernie Whitman.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Twinkle, twinkle, little cats. Here we are with the sharps and flats. And here to tweak the obligato, it's that lad Stone Jack from a groovy grotto. Here he comes with a solid rejoiner, so thrive to the jive of Lucky Milana. Thank you. That was as kicky as a calico kangaroo in khaki kilts. And now we want you all cats to brush up your fur and be seated while we dish out a dinner that'll dig the undaunty right out from under auntie. And this hunk of hot scat and jump is being done especially for Major Eddie Marshall, APO 953, and Corporal Joey Phillips at APO 708, way, way far away. And here's the gal who's going to do the chirping for you, Sister Rosetta Tharp. Sister Tharp, say hello to Joe way, way out there.
Hello, Joe, way, way out there.
And what are you going to sing, sister?
Down by the riverside.
Well, start digging the decibels, darling.
the morning.
In the morning.
I feel so bad in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
I feel so bad in the evening.
In the evening.
That's why I'm going to the river. Wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study. Try on my long white robe down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna try on my long white robe down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. No, no, I ain't gonna study.
Thank you, Sister Thorpe. Thank you. I can hear the lip smacking from here. Now, men, we're going to tear the wraps off a Wrigley Stomperoo that'll send you right out of this jurisdiction. Yes, sir, it's Jimmy Noon on the licorice stick and has knocked out Nubs Nelling into a notch of I Know That You Know. Jimmy Noon, thank you. That was really activating the agitated eighth note. And now, men, here's a word from our better butter beater, Lucky Milliner. Wrap your tonsil around the static, Lucky.
Okay, Annie. This next little bundle of bounce is going to be laid on you especially for C.E. Anderson, O.C. First Class, and Sergeants Ernest Boyle and Howard Roundtree. Earl Branquin and Neville K. Martin at AP0953. Your letters to Jubilee make you members in good standing of the Kindred Soul Gut Bucket Association.
Wow!
And especially for you, we're going to play Big Fat Mama as the Websters are toothed by Trevor Bacon.
Big fat mama.
Yes, yes.
I want a big fat mama.
Yes, yes.
I want a big fat mama.
Yes, indeed.
I want a big fat mama.
That's all I need.
I want a big fat mama to tell my troubles to.
I want a big fat mama.
You gotta be big and round.
I want a big fat mama.
One who can really go to town.
I want a big fat mama.
With a fine but a bold.
Big fat mama.
A gang of mama to hold. I want a big fat mama who knows just what to do. Cool in the summer, warm in the fall, hot in the winter, and that ain't all. In the spring, she's fine. She's fine as wine. She's a four-season mama, and she's mine, all mine. A big fat mama who'll set my soul on fire.
Thank you, big fat mama. And thank you, big fat Trevor Bacon. And now, men, this is Ernest J. for Jump Whitman, lowering his voice, to introduce to you a neat little hunk of fluff who's making a third appearance on Jubilee Tonight. Your requests for more have been stupendous. And so here she is, Ida Makes You Wish You Were Beside Her, Jane.
What's cooking, cute, coy, and curvaceous?
You are big, fat, and melty.
Oh. What are you going to do tonight, Ida?
Well, I'm open for suggestions.
Oh, my. Ain't it warm in here?
Well, while you're cooling off, I'd like to sing Embraceable You.
Go right ahead.
My irreplaceable. and you alone. Bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you.
James. That was smooth as a persnickety persimmon. And now...
Yoo-hoo, Arnie, yoo-hoo! It's me.
Oh, here comes that man hunting Mama with me in an eye. Little Butterfly McQueen!
Quick, Arnie, which way did he go?
Which way did who go?
Anybody. I can't afford to be choosy these days.
Butterfly, every time you pop in here, all you talk about is men. What about the boyfriend of yours, Abercrombie?
Oh, I don't know whether to trust Abercrombie or not.
Well, why do you say that?
Well, he keeps saying he'll marry me when his ship comes in.
Well, where is he now?
Off San Diego Bay with a torpedo under each arm. Oh, is that Ida James over there? You go, Ida.
Hello there, Butterfly.
Oh, I didn't know you two girls knew each other.
Oh, sure. Well, we were out on a double date together last night, and I finally met Abercrombie.
Oh, you met Abercrombie, eh? What do you think of him?
Gee, that's the nicest thing anybody ever said about Abercrombie. We sure had fun on our date, didn't we, Ida?
Yes, I enjoyed that nightclub we went to. Wasn't everybody dressed up nice?
Oh, yes, very nice. It was too bad that Abercrombie's suit was a little tight.
Oh, was it too tight?
I think it was. Every time he shrugged his shoulders, his garters came out and took a bow.
Well, I noticed that Abercrombie loves to dance. He stayed on the floor all night.
Yes, he's crazy about dancing. He was out on the floor for every dance.
He was?
Yes. And next time he's going to ask me to go with him. By the way, did you notice that Abercrombie has wonderful table manners?
Table manners?
Surely. He doesn't blow on his soup to cool it. He fans it with his cap. Gee, I wish he'd pay as much attention to me as he does to his food. Tell me, Ida, does your boyfriend act indifferent?
No. As a matter of fact, he pays me compliments all the time. He says I have such beautiful eyes.
Well, I have beautiful eyes.
And he says I have nice dimples.
I have nice dimples.
And he says I have such a gorgeous figure.
I have nice dimples.
Butterfly, you shouldn't be so aggressive.
Aggressive?
Yes. Men don't like to be chased. You should be cold and distant. Take plenty of time to study your man. Size him up. Give yourself time to get orientated.
Listen, I've had my basic training. I want to get into battle.
Say, did Abercrombie drive you home in his car?
Oh, yes. But he doesn't have any romance in his soul. He just hangs onto the steering wheel and drives on and on.
Gosh, doesn't he ever run out of gas?
Yes, but not often enough. But when he said goodnight, he called me the sweetest thing.
He called you the sweetest thing? Tell me, what was it?
Oh, I can't.
Sure you can. Come on now, tell me.
Okay. Ida, what's a goon?
Thank you, Butterfly McQueen and Ida James. And now, men, here's a word or two from our conductor, Lucky Millinder.
A few minutes ago, you heard our man Bacon giving out with the trials and tribs of a big fat mama. Just to show we have no partiality, we're about to delve into the quantitative qualifications of a tall, skinny papa. And here, complete with a vocal hammock so that said papa will have a pleasant swing, is Sister Rosetta Tharpe. Sister, are you latched on?
Yeah, man.
Well, boys, let's ride it.
Thank you. Men, we want you to know it makes us happy to give you a glass of your scribbling as it comes in. So push your pencil across a mess of white and leave us know who and what and how and when. And we'll bounce it to you on the beam, believe me. In other words, send us a V-mail to Jubilee Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. You jot it, we got it. And if we ain't got it, we'll get it. And now we're going to juice up your jaws again with some fervent foo-foo that's concocted by Lucky Miller and his cat. The name of the piece is Chinatown. Let's have the treble chop-chop, Lucky.
Thank you.
myself with those nice balloons. Oh, God, that's a long line. That city too let blow. Better not be misleading. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that, baby. Fake, fake. I'm too late. I'm beating up his chances.
We've reached the wig-wagger of this whole you dog session. It's time to go out and bear the bones. But before we tuck that torrid tassels in the till, call Tempest Futures to have you a word to add, Lucky.
It's been fun greasing the groovy gravy, men. It makes me feel like a mellow punchinella. Call on us some more, will you? So long for now.
Oh, thank you, Lucky Milliner. And now... Oh, now, what do you want, Butterfly?
I just met a strange man out in the hall who's crazy, simply crazy about me.
Well, did he make a pass at you?
How could he, silly? The poor thing was wearing a straitjacket.
Oh, it's no use waiting. I've got to have a heart-to-heart talk with that kid. Meantime, this is Ernie Whitman beating up his choppers for Jimmy Noon, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, Brother Trevor Bacon, Ida James, Butterfly McQueen, Frank Humphreys and Lucky Miller and all of his gang. Plant you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
Jubilee was produced for you fighting men of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.